Cool. Okay. Welcome everyone. So sorry, I've got a French name, but I'm the real French. The Dutch, which is Victor Julien, has a health issue and was not able to come. So I'm going to replace him for this talk. I'm really sorry for that. We learned that Friday night, so we had to prepare the slides. So the slides are from Victor. I'm one of the most prolific Suricata developer after Victor. Worked on it since 2009. And the slides are from Victor, and I'm going to work through that with you. So Victor is the original creator and the current lead dev on Suricata. His daily life is to lead the dev team, being a sponsor for that by the OISF, the foundation that is behind Suricata. He's not coming from a computer science background. It's more a free software enthusiast that found some project, work on it, and create them. So his first software was a few years ago, 2002, Vuurmuur, an IP table, firewalling management tool that he did start to do in C. I don't know what a strange idea. But at least he learned C, and that was useful for him in the future. It's still used. It makes some news. It's a good software. So then, after a while, he discovered Snort. We have a Snort 2 book, where he did start to work on a Snort inline that was a fork of Snort, the IDS, the original signature-based network IDS. He did start to contribute to Snort Inline. The life with the community was, not the community of Snort Inline was okay, but the life of a community of Snort Inline with SourceFire on Snort was kind of a problem. A lot of IDEs were not accepted by SourceFire. I think mostly because of that, he did start to work on Victor IPS, what was later did became Suricata. So he did showcase that to Matt Youngman and Will Metcalf early 2008. And at a lunch, they were thinking about, oh, they can build a complete IDS IPS based on the code that was just started. But at the time, the code of Snort was something like 350,000 lines of code. So by himself, without any funding, it would not work. But hopefully, they found somebody we were discussing with, Philips Forass, from a research institute in the US. They set up a meeting with Homeland Security, and then they got some funding. They did create the Open Information Security Foundation that did receive the funding, and that had just as an objective to develop an open source GPLv2 IDS. So the funding from DHS and from the Homeland helped them to start, but the Homeland did decide to remove money every year. So they had to find a sustainable way of getting the money for the foundation and getting that money for the development. And the way we have done it is via a consortium membership. And you have two main drivers for the consortium. Or because they consider that Suricata is a common good that they want to protect, and they give money for that. For instance, it's the case of ANSSI, the French cybersecurity authority, is giving money every year for Suricata. And the other one are using, in fact, the fact that Suricata is GPL. So if you want to do your own business based on the modified Suricata, you need to contribute the modification, or you need to pay OISF, and then you can have access to a double license where you will be, that you will be able to use in your proprietary product. So some of the consortium members are in this case. So as mentioned, Suricata is open source, it's GPLv2, it's developed with Git, the merge requests are on GitHub, but the management of sources is done in a Redmine instance. And that's the most important thing. The discussion about the roadmap is really about the community, so it made publicly. There is some virtual session, and there is also some community brainstorm session before the event, the main event, which is Suricon, the annual user conference. Next year it's in Montreal. Previously it was in Madrid. So that's the way it is working. So there is a tremendous amount of new features that have been brought over the years to Suricata from the community. Yes, just come, it's a welcoming community. If you have some idea, just don't hesitate to propose. So, yeah, the initial idea was to do an IDS, and then things have got wild, become wild. It was simple. We have an IDS. So if you want to do an IDS that do easy analysis of traffic, you need to understand the protocol. If you understand the protocol, the application layer, it means that if you understand it, you can log it. So you can do network security monitoring, you can log all the transactions. And if you can log all the transactions, because you need to have a flow engine to analyze the traffic, you can also log the net flow, like entry, so in JSON, so you can have accounting on networking flow. And because you see all the packets, you can also log the packet to the DIX, so you can do full packet capture, or you can do, since Suricata 7, a conditional PCAP capture, where you are just going to capture the traffic under some condition. And because you understand the application layer well, in a lot of application layer there is file transfer, so you can store the file on disk and extract the file on demand. A new use case for Suricata that is being more and more active recently is the use of Suricata as a firewall, because it works in IPS mode, and because it has access to the data and to the application layer, we can build some high-level policy in terms of filtering. So there is some usage in AWS of Suricata as a firewall, and you can write your own filtering rule, which are in fact Suricata signature, to allow explicitly what you want. So with regard to the activity in terms of development, a major part of the development is handled by the OESF development team, and there is also some organizations that contribute, and there is also some individual contributors. And some intern, and I would like to mention the Outreach Project, that is an awesome organization that promotes diversity in the open source world. So in terms of commit, there is some organizations that are committing to Suricata 8, something like 11. There is a lot of individuals that did contribute to the new version. And if you look at the part of work that has been done by OESF on the latest work in progress, we got around 85% of the commit that have been done by the foundation. There is a set of challenges linked to working with Suricata and using Suricata. One is encryption, then we got the traffic volume that we generate and that we need to ingest also, and the alert fatigue, too many events, how do we deal with that? And the deployment can be also very challenging. So one of the challenges is encryption. Thanks to Let's Encrypt, mostly we went from almost no encryption to 95% of encryption on the traffic on the internet. That's perfect for privacy, but for security network analysis, that's more a problem. The way Suricata is handled it is by doing an analysis of the non-encrypted part of the traffic, which allow it to extract information, just as server name, indications of host name, the certificates, fingerprint technique, just as GA4, GS3, but once it's done, what's remaining is to work with decryption system, so or by getting the traffic from them, or via, we're going to see that a bit later, we now have a library for Suricata, so using the libSuricata inside the product that does the description, the decryption, sorry. The traffic volume, yeah, we've seen VPP talk before with we are suffering from the same thing. We need to analyze super fast the traffic. We are talking about, I think at Suricon we did demo 400 gigabytes per second on one single server. So yes, that's something that we need to deal with, and that you can deal with the scalability via the multi-threaded threading as a work as a really improved. Yes, but also, if you have this amount of traffic, any signature that do an analysis that is too costly are going to kill the engine. So being able to control that is a key point. Alert fatigue, too many IDS events. We have 10 gigabit 1 week is around 10 million IDS events. So you need to have post-processing. You need to be sure that you have not too much false positive. So improving the quality of the rules is a key point. So this can be made via better keywords, and this can be made by helping the rule writer. And it's also something that you need to be able to do is to be able to classify. So for that, there is two key things. One is the fact that when you are writing a signature, you can have the metadata that reach the alert event, which means that you can contextualize everything that has been generated efficiently. And you also have all the application layer metadata that reach the Suricata alert, which allow you to know which server what it was, which application layer protocol information we have, such as TLS, SMB, HTTP, and stuff like that. On the roadmap part, one of the big things is to improve the extendibility of the software. First thing is libsuricata. So basically, you can plug Suricata on any packet source on any other software. That's the goal here. And on the other side, some of the features we may not want to have them in vanilla Suricata, so there is a plugin infrastructure that is in the making to be able to connect to Suricata and handle the traffic from that. So we need to add hooks inside Suricata up to the point we can have access to some internal, for instance, like to develop a GF4. And then the Lua support improvement. Things is that the Lua come from the build, so we need to vendor Lua to be able to have the Lua that come with the version of Suricata, so that has been done for Suricata 8. And then when you ingest signature that can call a Lua script, it means that they can do almost anything. So sandboxing that, that's something you need to know, because now signature can come from everywhere, so you need to take that into consideration. One big change, if there is some rule writer here, that is coming with Suricata 8 is the bidirectional rules. So you will be able to match on a request and match on a response. So if I see that in the response, if the response confirms that my first hypothesis was correct, that the, for instance, the exploit has been really made, you can do that in one single rule. That's really a key changer. And then there is also some work on making it homogeneous between the log and the keywords. There is something that are logged in Suricata where we have no keyword to match on. So what we want is to bring everything to parity. We got some new protocol. So LDIP is one of the biggest one. We also got a little bit lower level with ARP. We got some improvement on SMB and some support for Restune. Then what we have also is a big move on Rust. So we switched from the beginning of the project 2017, 1.6% of Rust. So 8 years later, we are 20% of Rust, which is a good thing for the security. We're using NOM, the library, to help us to write mostly protocol parser, but it starts to infuse almost everywhere. On Suricata timeline, we are going to have the first initial beta release in April. We expect to have the release end of spring, beginning of summer. And one thing to mention is that OESF is doing a lot of work around tracking the roadmap. So there is now some roadmap website where you can have a clear view of what is happening. And so you can really see the progress. So that's really helping. And yes, 80,000 line moved and changed in Suricata 8. Till now, that will be a big release. So join the discussion. If you have interest in network packet analysis, in security, join the discussion, because a lot of features in Suricata are coming from contributors. Some really main ones are coming from contributors. That's really the key. Listen to people, discuss with people. A lot of people at OISF are pure software developers. So if you have security concerns because of your work, just come to us, discuss with us, and it will improve the overall situation. There is a brainstorming session at Suricon on virtual, and you can open feature tickets if you have some idea. And it was 2025, Suricata 8, Suricon in Montreal, CFP is coming soon. And yes, I think that's it.
Any questions? No? Thank you very much.